Welcome to the Coaching Ignited podcast. I'm your host, Alex Povey. It's great to have you here. This show is all about peeling back the curtain on what's going to help you build the fitness business you truly want. And each week we bring on a new guest to share their stories, insights, and strategies so you too can take action and apply what you learn. The podcast is released every Wednesday on all the major platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. So make sure you go give that a subscribe, guys. Now, if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so you can connect with me there. Now let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy the show. Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking to Jason Priest. I had a really good conversation with Jason ahead of this podcast. We connected through one of my contacts over in the US. And Jason has been through a lot of adversity in his life. And often when we go through adversity and setbacks, we can really struggle to keep moving forward. We can be in situations where we close ourselves off from the world, we get down in the dumps, and sometimes it's really difficult to recover. And the reason why I wanted to get Jason on is because he's been through a lot of this adversity, and from that adversity, he has grown. He's surrounded himself with the right people. He's managed to change his mindset in the whole process, change his physiology, his body, transform himself, and from there build a successful fitness business, just like a lot of you guys. And he is on a huge mission to help 1 million men so they too can live longer, healthier, and be around longer with their families as well. So he is a big family man. He's a very straight talker, and he shares a lot of personal things on today's podcast, so I'm sure you're going to really enjoy it. Let's get into it. I want to thank you, first of all. Great to connect. We connected through a mutual friend through the interweb, man. This thing's crazy for connecting with people all around the world. No doubt. Super, super privileged to be able to just access people like yourself and connect. And I really want to like set the stage. This is what I do every time when I start a podcast, is really just give people some context as to what you do, what you're all about, how you got into coaching, and anywhere you really want to start, Jason. So over to you, man. Where did this journey of like coaching and development come from?
Yeah, man, I won't dive too deep into my childhood, because it was a checkered past, but that's really kind of where it started, man. I had a bit of a troubled upbringing, and got involved in some drugs and really needed an outlet, man. And I had gotten out of high school, was headed down the wrong path. And I decided that I needed to get out of that real quick, or my life was going to take a wicked twist. And so I decided, man, that, I was taking some community college classes, and I heard two dudes talking about nursing school. And I was like, you know what? I need a quick outlet. And that's a 2-year way for me to get out of the scene that I'm in now. And, so, you know, one long story short, I dove head first into nursing school, and immediately started working in the ICU. And so at 23 years old, I was doing, you know, doing life-saving measures on people that weren't that much older than me, man. Like, I remember vividly doing chest compressions on a 38-year-old guy at 23. And so that's kind of really where it all started. And I spent 6 years working in that environment. And, you know, hindsight being 2020, I don't know that I could do that again at my age. I'm 40 now. And there is zero chance that I could ever even think about going back and trying to go into a hospital environment like that, man, because I think that my age and my immaturity at that point, because I'll just tell you, at 23, I was probably as mature at 23 as I was at 13, you know, not a big difference there. And so, you know, my mind wasn't really in a place to have those kind of emotions tied to that. And so that probably helped me at that point in my life, because You know, I was dealing with dying patients every shift or every other shift. I mean, that's what the ICU is. So I saw a lot of things that most people wouldn't ever want to see in their life, you know, and I hope that anybody listening to this doesn't ever have to go through that, because at the end of the day, man, like most people that are in ICU are in pretty rough shape. And so I saw a lot of really bad things. The best thing that came out of that was I met my wife and my best friend during that time, and we got married. I was 25 at the time, and literally 2 months after I got married, my mom passed away. She made it to my wedding. 2 months later, she was 49, I was 25, and I lost my mom. And my mom and my wife had become really close. And so, as you can imagine, I kind of went into this, you know, this deep, dark depression, man. Like I, you know, I'd already had my drug history and I'd gotten myself out of that. And now my mom passes away. And so, you know, I started drinking, a lot more than I was. And so my cycle was, I was working night shift in the ICU. I would get off, we would go play golf. I would go grab some fast food, go play golf and go drink beer until noon, and then go to bed and do it all over again the next day. And that vicious cycle continued for a while, packed on some pounds. And then my wife found out she got accepted to pharmacy school. So my wife is a pharmacist. And we moved away to a small town about 4 years or about 300 or 3 hours away from where I was living for a full four years. And so for that 4 year span of time, I didn't know anybody. I had to change jobs multiple times there. Cause when I moved out there, the pay was like a smack in the face going from ICU to going out there, like literally half of what I was making, in Dallas. And so, you know, going through the depression, I started trying to drive back and forth between where I was living in Dallas every week, leaving my wife, leaving my dogs at the time, didn't have kids at the time. And so this just, it became a vicious downward spiral of depression, weight gain. And I was just really in a dark place, man. And so, I tell people this all the time, but you know, one of the things about living there was for that full 4 years, I had one of the nicest gym memberships that I've ever stepped into. They had the full like smoothie bar, and like, it was a very quaint little gym. And at the time, I think the membership was like $50 a month, which, for a small town, that's a steep price to pay. And so, you know, the funny part is I didn't end up using that gym until the last 10 months that we lived there. So I was there for 4 years, had awesome access to this gym, didn't have any interest, man. You know, as well as I do, you got to be ready to make change. And so I vividly remember now. So this is where I started to make change. And I knew, like, I became sick and tired of being sick and tired. I had the beer gut and the man boobs. And, you know, I was tired after going up one flight of stairs. And this just kept weighing on me more and more and more. And I'm like, dude, I cannot be like this. We hadn't really started thinking about kids, but the talk was there. Couldn't be a role model for a kid like that. Didn't want to be looked down upon as somebody who didn't prioritize their health. I was a registered nurse and like, I knew what health was all about, but I'd let my health go. And so I was 60 pounds overweight, man. And I finally decided to make a change. And I was like, you know what? This is it, man. Like, I got to do something about my life, or this is going to continue spiraling out of control. And so I remember back to the times where I thought that, you know, running was going to be the answer to all my pain. And so all that did was cause more pain, man. Like I, you know, the runs that I would go on were a mile or a mile and a half. I had the knee pain, the low back pain, and I would have to fight over and over and over. I would sit on the curb for 30 minutes lit with my headphones in, trying to psych myself up to go on this 1 mile jog. Tried the low carb, tried the keto, all the fad diets out there, and none of it worked. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to put all of my knowledge and experience all together and figure out a plan that's going to work best for me, because I didn't want to give up the foods that I love. I didn't want to give up, you know, the occasional ice cream and the burgers and all that stuff. And so kind of took my experience, got really involved in health and wellness, became part of a community, dropped the 60 pounds in about 9 months, became a personal trainer, got very involved in the health and wellness space, went into health coaching, and really took that job into corporate for the next 8 years of my life, and became very passionate about helping others. And so that's kind of what brought us here today, is that I just took all that information, my own experience of going through my own trials and tribulations of changing my own life, you know, eliminating the pains of the low back pain, the low libido, the low energy levels, the high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and high triglycerides, and really just made a change for the better for myself and leveraged all of that to start my business. And now, you know, my biggest focus for my business, it's very different from your typical online fitness coach in that fitness is very much a part of my life, but it's only one slice of the pie. And as you can see from my logo here, I'm very much a burger and beer guy. I love enjoying life. You know, if you go to my Instagram page, you're not going to see a bunch of workout videos or gym pictures, because that's just not who I am. It's a slice of my life, but my focus for the people that are influenced by me, the people that I have in my community, my private clients, is really to achieve quality of life, you know, become the leader of their family in every aspect, be around for their kids long term, but also realize that it doesn't need to be a strenuous, rigid process. You don't need to have fad diets. You don't need to force hours and hours of cardio on yourself. You don't have to hurt before you feel good again. And so it's this transition of, hey, like, I can take you to the next level, and you don't have to be scared that it's going to be a painful process, because I've been there and I've done that, man. And like, that's my biggest mission, is letting people know that, hey, like, you can be healthy and really achieve great quality of life, but without having to go through, you know, a lot of what's out there today with the fad diets and the, you know, hours and hours and hours upon hours in the gym. You know, that's, those are not my core values. And so I focus on so much more than just the fitness piece. And that's kind of a little about me, man.
Mm. Thank you so much for sharing all that kind of insight. And it sounds like you've dealt with a lot of challenges in your life. I've resonated with some of the earlier things that you said about being surrounded by the wrong people, right? And doing things that don't necessarily serve you, your body, your life, and your future. And I know it's kind of difficult to sometimes break free from those environments, right? A lot of us have been there. So I'm sure people listening to this on Facebook, on the podcast, are going to be able to relate to that a lot, Jason. You talk about like your mom passing when you were like really young as well. You're getting kicked down, you're getting beat down. There's all these things happening to you. You're in a job where it's very doom and gloom and negative, and like you're talking about people dying in front of you on a daily basis. Like, this is pretty dark stuff. And you talk about, man. Yeah, and you talk about you spiraling into this place where like you're not serving yourself. You're getting to a point where like you're not healthy, you're unhappy. What made you change? What flipped the switch? Why did you have to go through so much pain and frustration before you're like, okay, it's got to stop here? What was that tipping point? Was there a moment of like...
Yeah, it was probably a combination of things. And that's a great question, man. And like, you know, at the time I didn't believe this, but now, you know, looking back, like I know that life happens for us and not to us. And I'm the guy who I am today and the person that I am today for the experiences that I had to go through. You know, I don't live life with regrets. Are there some things that I could have done differently? 100%, man. And like, would I have been as heavily involved in the drug scene in my teens and the rave scene and, you know, doing ecstasy and acid every weekend? No, like that's just not, you know, no one would choose to do that in your right mind. But what I look back on is when I was in that much pain, I mean, I thought that I was just entertaining myself. And when I was going through all those struggles, what I look back on now is the pain that I was going through while I was watching my mom, like, you know, basically, you know, dwindle away. She smoked in the house. She was an alcoholic. She had a lot of her own anxiety and depression issues. And she spent most of her time in bed. And I was, you know, I was living in a single parent household. That's what I had to witness every day of my life. And when you're coming home to that from school or from soccer practice, I played soccer for 15 years. And so I knew what being athletic was all about. You know, I'd lived that life for a long time. But when I was coming home and seeing that happen with my mom, you know, I look back on that as like the drugs were literally just a way for me to cover up that pain. And that's what I was going through. At the time, I didn't realize that. But to answer your question, you know, when I was quote unquote sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, the gut, you know, hanging over the belt with the, like I said, the man boobs and just being out of breath all the time of with any exertion. I knew that I deserved better, but you know, like I mentioned before, you got to be ready. I had my doctor telling me, hey man, your weight's creeping up, your blood pressure's creeping up, your cholesterol, your triglycerides, you may want to do something about this. And I hadn't reached my breaking point. And so, you know, in terms of your question, it was really like, I think that I slowly worked myself up to being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I remember, you know, bending over to tie my shoes, and it was a chore. I'm like, why, how am I out of breath by just tying my shoes? You know, you have to reach over your own gut to do so. And I knew that I deserved better. I knew that eventually, if I was going to start a family, I couldn't be a dad who wasn't leading by example. You know, to be honest with you, I firmly believe that every father has the moral and ethical responsibility as well as obligation to not only lead by example, but to make their health a priority so that they can be around long-term for their children to watch their kids grow up to pursue greatness. Mm. You know, none of us know what our kids are capable of. And we want, you know, as a father, as a parent, you try and raise them to your best ability. But I want to set my son up with the best potential. And part of that is me showing him what it's like to live a healthy lifestyle. You know, I'm not going to tell you that I don't let my kid have candy on occasion. He had some candy last night after dinner, but you know, we are very much entrenched in the nutrition scene and making sure that he's provided the best possible nutrition I can at, you know, he's almost five. And those are part of my core values. And so leading by example and taking my, you know, holding myself accountable and taking full responsibility for my life was something that I kind of had that light bulb moment. I'm like, if I keep going down this path, you know, I'm going to be like one of those guys in the ICU at 38 or 43 years old, having a heart attack way before anybody should be starting to talk about having a heart attack. Like, I get it. If you're 65 or 70 and you have some risks, then maybe a heart attack's reality. But at 40, that shouldn't be something that we're talking about. But in the United States, heart disease is the number one leading cause of death in our country. And I knew that as a registered nurse. I worked in ICU pumping on the chests of young men and women, you know, witnessing these terrible things with their family behind me in the background, hoping and praying that dad was going to make it through, you know, the chest compressions that I was doing, or that mom was going to make it through with the family standing against the wall crying. I have those vivid memories. And part of my message is awareness to other people, letting them know that, hey, that extra 30 pounds that you're carrying around that we all like to call the dad bod, is not healthy. You're at significantly higher risk for developing heart disease, experiencing sleep apnea that could end up in a, you know, a sudden death in itself. And so awareness is so huge and so important. And that's what I hold close to my heart. I don't advocate for everybody to have abs, but man, like, you've got to hold yourself accountable to make yourself a priority so that you can take your health to the next level and achieve that quality of life, but also that longevity that we all desire. We're put on this planet one time, man.
Let's switch gears from like all this kind of doom and gloom in your life, where it was probably like the darkest chapter.
Sure.
And let's look at the positive outcome Absolutely. Of that, because here's the great thing about life, which I've come to understand. There's always an opposite, right? There's always up and down, black and white, hot and cold. There's always 100%. An opposite to the downside. And so from this huge kind of dark moment or dark chapter was this that's been born, this company, this business, this pursuit, this mission to make sure that people don't go through the same thing that you're going through, or at least don't stay there longer than they need to and potentially lose their lives, get diseases, and have to leave their families behind. So you've got like this deep-rooted experience that's given you this mechanism to build on to create this business.
No doubt.
We know that's the catalyst. It's pretty obvious that's sure. why you're helping you help. But talk to us about that process, because this is a great thing about fitness is you can leverage your own experience. Like you've just explained with us here, everyone listening to this can hear the journey that Jason's been on. He's turned that into his mission, right? He's built a business around his life experience. And that makes for a powerful message when it comes to attracting people into your business and helping them through those challenges that you've been through. Sure. What was the journey like from, okay, now I've got my shit together. Now, like, I'm healthy. I'm getting results. I've figured out a system. How did you turn that into a business? Tell us, Jason, what did you do? What steps did you take?
Yeah.
Any aspiring business owner or coach or personal trainer, what were the steps? What were the first steps you took?
Well, let me just tell you, I made a lot of piss poor decisions along the way and spent a lot of money that I probably shouldn't have spent. You know, we all go through this as business owners and entrepreneurs. We all make terrible decisions and it's part of growth. So just know that you're going to fail. And if you're determined to make it work, you're going to fail forward. So, you know, it was a rocky start for me, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't still have some challenging times, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more ahead. But now my mindset is in a place where, you know, I don't let those things beat me down, man. I know at the end of the day, like, I'm going to make it because my mission and my passion and my purpose is so strong. I know my why. I know why I'm on this planet, and that's to help people get healthy and help extend their quality of life so they can be around for their kids. And so when I first started out, you know, I hired somebody online to kind of show me the fitness background. I hired an old friend that I've known since I was 7, who's a highly successful businessman himself now, which is how you and I were connected. And he runs multiple businesses and is very, very successful. And so he kind of helped me with the business side and continues to do so. And so I really, you know, it's really about just figuring it out along the way, man. Like, everybody has a different system. Everybody's blueprint could be a little bit different. And I'll just tell you right now, like, my business is always evolving. I'm putting together, you know, right before we were talking, I'm putting together a brand new package that I'm going to start offering people in order to get into my circle that might not want to hire me privately, but might want a little bit more access to me than, you know, my Man Up community, which is, you know, been amazing. And so at first, when I first started business, man, I thought that I was going to be private client only. I thought I was going to just do one-on-one coaching because that is where my heart is. I love helping people one-on-one, but I realized that the reason that I got out of the corporate space was to make a bigger impact. I was doing one-on-one coaching in corporate wellness, doing health and performance coaching there, and also helping, you know, with chronic condition management, people with diabetes, heart disease, COPD, congestive heart failure, asthma, all those chronic conditions. I was helping them reduce their health risks, reduce some of their medications and that kind of stuff. So I kind of have a little bit of experience in a bunch of different areas. And so for me, it's been fun, but I did have to recraft my message, man. Like, in the beginning, you know, I was just another fitness coach. And like I told you before, that's not who I am. Fitness is a slice of the pie, but, you know, I focus on what I consider the four core pillars of health, which is sleep, stress management, nutrition, and fitness. And I firmly believe that if you don't have sleep and stress, I list them that way in that order, because if you don't have sleep and stress management dialed in, it becomes very challenging for you to even think about eating healthy or for you to even think about working out. If you're not sleeping and you're a stressed ball of mess, you don't want to eat healthy and you don't want to work out. And so I've focused in on some other areas that I think are crucial to your overall health. And going back to the heart disease piece, stress is one of those major contributing factors. And so I have a whole, you know, a whole series of things that I do with my private clients in terms of sleep and stress management, helping them get those dialed in so that we can really conquer the nutrition and the fitness aspect. But to answer your question, man, it was really, you know, it's been trial and error. You know, I listened to a podcast when I first got started. There was a guy on there who said, at the end of the day, you just have to figure it out. And that stuck with me, man. Like, I, you know, why wait and figure it out are the two, you know, my two little quotes that I hold near and dear to my heart. And my mentor said, who used why wait with me when we first started talking. And I was like, yeah, I'm in the middle of this other fitness mentorship. I want to work with you, but should I wait? And, you know, wait until this is done and then we'll get started. And his response, two words, was why wait? And he didn't even have to close me, man. Like, that was it. That's all I needed to hear, because at the end of the day, I didn't want to be 60 years old and look back on my life with nothing but regret because I didn't take a chance on fulfilling my dream. And so for me, it was all about impact and figuring out a way to make it work. And so with any business, you know, it's always going to evolve. You're always going to think of new ideas. You're always going to think of new plans that could potentially work for you. But it's figuring out the right thing that's going to not only suit your business best, but also eventually give you the ability to not work, always be working in the business, but also be working on the business. Because eventually I want to get to a place where I am hiring employees. I do have other coaches that work with me. I am able to scale my business because of the impact that I want to make on the world. I never wanted to be just a one man show, because as a one man show, my impact is limited. So, you know, it's been a very kind of up and down ride as I figure out what's going to fit, you know, my audience best. Mm-hmm. And so, that's the best way I can answer the question, because, you know, I'm about, let's say I'm about a year and a half into business, and you know, where I'm at now will be significantly different from where I'm at in a year, you know, and even 6 months ago. So it's an ever evolving process, man. And, you have to show up every day. That's half the battle, but then embrace the journey and just know that, you know, if you keep your foot on the gas, nose to the grindstone, everything's going to work out as long as you're passionate about your mission and doing something that you love.
Mm. I picked up on you talking about mentors and using outside kind of advisors to help you like make that progress. So you talked about a friend, you talked about this mentorship group that kind of connected us through Jonathan. And I'm a big advocate of investing, right? Because as mentors and coaches, we're asking people every single day to invest in us, right? And I see so much hypocrisy in the industry where people are like, yeah, you should sign up with me. And then they wonder why people are like, well, I need to think about it. I need to check with my partner. And they're getting objection after objection, but they're not willing to invest in themselves. And they're saying the same things on the phone to coaches and mentors who are pitching them services and offers. And it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? And I see this all the time. And I've noticed some commonalities between everyone that I speak to who has been successful is moving forward really fast. And that is, they're leveraging people that have those blueprints and manuals that you need and that you want, and they've got the answers, and they're leveraging those things consistently. They're not just stopping with one. They're going to the next level and the next level and the next level. And it's kind of like a journey, right? I've invested tens of thousands of dollars, as I'm sure you have or will be doing over the next decade.
I have.
Yeah. Right? And some of them have been better than others. I've lost some money, but I've also made huge ROI on my investments, which has been great. But I want to hear it from like your perspective in terms of like some investments you've made in terms of mentorship and what that's really allowed you to do and what it saved you from. Because you talk about figuring things out, right? But you can figure things out alone, or you can figure things out with someone who knows what they're doing. Can you kind of like speak to that for a second so we can all hear?
Yeah, 100%, man. And look, prior to me starting I consider myself a late blooming entrepreneur, but like look at some of the greatest entrepreneurs in history, and a lot of them are late blooming entrepreneurs. And so, you know, for me, again, I started my journey out of fulfillment, but I had never invested in myself in terms of like growth and development, because I was never in growth mindset. You know, I was in a corporate world where I was showing up to do my job, being paid very well and for what I was doing. And, you know, it was a status quo. And that's what led to the unfulfillment. And I vividly remember the day where I sat down, you know, at the table with my wife for dinner and my son, and I just lost it, man. Like I put my head into my hands and started crying like a baby, man. I was like, I cannot do this anymore. My life, like there's no way that I can do this for 10 or 20 years and look back with nothing but regret. It's time to take a chance on myself. So when I finally made that decision and realized that I cannot go at this alone, because there are people out there who can help me. There are also people out there who can screw you over, just like you said. I mean, look, some are better than others. But when you buy into a network of people with so many vast resources that I have, for every little thing possible, anything that you could think of. It just helps make the process so much easier, man. Like, not easy, simple. You know, nothing in life worth doing is easy, but it simplifies the process and can accelerate your progress, like you mentioned. And so for me, you know, going back, the fitness mentor that I hired, I got a little bit of value out of that, but not for the price that I paid. It was ridiculous. And, you know, hindsight being 2020, I would have never done that. I would have done my due diligence a little bit more and found somebody who could have helped me a little bit more. You know, he was very hands-off. It was an all full automated program. He had his own coaches that would talk to me, and they were basically like babysitters for him. And I don't speak highly of him at all. He's done well for himself. His program sucks, you know? And so, but my mentor, he has different levels of programs depending on where you're at in the journey. And that's what I love about this is that, you know, you buy in, and I purchase his, all his programs for life, or at least the lower level stuff, so that I can have access to these people, who have become some of my closest friends, some of my closest network people that I value dearly in my life. And they're not even in health and wellness or fitness. They might be in marketing. They might be doing something else. They might be a real estate investor. There's a lot of people in my network, though, that, you know, have so much value to offer. And when you can create this mastermind approach where you're able to take bits and pieces of things that they've learned on their entrepreneurial journey and blend those into what you're doing, it just accelerates your growth so much more. Another thing that I'll add, or aspect that I'll add of this, is the mindset piece. Like, I think that you and I would agree that, you know, you talked about spending tens of thousands of dollars. If the only thing is, say, let's just use the figure of 10,000. Most people don't realize this value. And I'll just set the record straight from my standpoint. But if the only thing that I fixed for $10,000 was my shitty mindset, and my mindset was now straight for life, and I had a recipe for success for the rest of my life, and could then focus on the things that I know I can focus on with an abundant mindset and not a scarcity mindset, wouldn't you agree that 10K is worth it? I mean, I sure as hell would.
100%. I would give that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, probably more, or five times that, and maybe 10 times that, because we all know that mindset is king, but most people won't invest in their own mindset. Look, all it takes is you picking up a couple of books and starting to dive deep. You don't have to spend 10 grand, but paying 10 grand for the guidance, and having the books, also having access and the resources that I have, it's priceless, man. And like, that's the whole thing. And I love that you brought that up. Like, why would I ask anybody else to invest in me? And I take my business very seriously. I operate out of an honesty and integrity 100%. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every client works out. But I do my best to over deliver to every single person that comes into my circle. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, why would I ask you to invest in me if I'm not investing in myself? It's twofold. And so, you know, I believe the minute we stop growing is the minute we start dying, and I'm not ready to start dying yet, you know? And so the whole reading aspect, you know, the person who doesn't read, is just as bad as the person who can't read, right? Like, that's it. And so I'm always seeking out more knowledge and more experience and trying to get around people who are doing more and doing better with their lives, especially financially, than I am, so that I can continue to level up in all areas, faith, fitness, finance, all of those areas. You know, I want to do better. I seem to have the health piece figured out, but I, you know, the financial area, I could do better. The faith side, I can do better. The family side, I can do better. My group, the people I surround myself, I'm always looking to grow so that I can maximize my potential on this planet.
I love that, man. And I can tell that you've got a huge growth mindset now, and you've had that switch. I went through this evolution myself. I think I noticed that you were at Grant Cardone's GrowthCon, or is it GrowthCon? Is that where you were?
I did go, yeah.
Yeah, I seen you with some familiar faces. And this is another kind of example of you putting money back into yourself. Backing sure. yourself to win. You're surrounding yourself with higher level people. You talk about network, and you probably understand that that is relative to your net worth, is surrounding sure. yourself with the right people. Talk to us about GrowthCon. Why go to GrowthCon? Why not just stick with like the mentors that you've got and the stuff that you already know? Why do you need more?
I wanted to experience it. And I also, I was invited with a very valuable ticket because I'm a registered nurse, and they were doing a thing that, you know, was helping anybody in your high level people service industries, like military, nursing. There was several categories. And so I still had to pay a lot of money to get there and stay in the hotel and all that. So I spent several thousand dollars, but I got the ticket for free. But I wanted to experience it. You know, I wanted to go to a bigger event, but I'm going to tell you, man, my mentor's events, are massively more impactful in my life than GrowthCon, because GrowthCon is more of a spectacle. I mean, I saw Snoop Dogg perform at 9 a.m. in the morning. Like, who can say that they saw Snoop at 9 a.m.? But it was awesome to see. I mean, I was exposed to some very high level people. Sarah Blakely is amazing. And she's, you know, a billionaire entrepreneur who I have the utmost respect for, and to see her humility and hear her speak was awesome. Her husband, Jesse Itzler. So I got to go see some people that I don't normally see, but I like the more intimate environment where it's not a pitch fest the whole time. It's not, you know, they're not nonstop trying to sell you. I can get that anywhere. I can go to any of those guys' websites and buy whatever they have to offer. My mentor's events are the anti pitch fest, right? It's all value, very little pitch. And if it is, it's a soft at the end saying, hey, if you want this, I have this, but they just left you an hour's worth of value. And so I like that smaller, more intimate environment better. But for GrowthCon, I wanted to experience it, and I'll probably do, you know, there's one in Vegas called Thrive. I'll probably do some more. But yeah, it was just about branching out and being in a larger arena so that I could get to know more people and network with higher level people as well.
Mm. Yeah, I'm a big advocate of this, and I'm sure you have gone through this yourself, where you're going through like these stages of evolution, and your network and your environment keeps changing, and it's almost like a snake shedding its skin. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can agree with that. I'll tell you, one of the hardest things that I did and still do as a business owner and a very growth-minded person is eliminating people from my life or scaling back people in my life that don't have that same mindset, man. Like, it's very hard for me to be around people that don't want more with both their health and, you know, and their life. You know, if you're not growing, you're dying. And I'm not ready for that, man. You know, I have a very growth mindset right now. And it's something that I hold dear to my heart, because it's what helps me be fulfilled and be happy, you know, every single day of my life. And being around people like that is what I choose to do with my life.
Mm. And this is like a tricky thing, right? Is to almost leave people behind, because that's effectively what you're doing, and you're not doing it from a place of like abandonment.
Right.
You're not just disregarding people because you're this ice cold human being. It's just because you're moving in different directions, going into different pockets of life. And I think you just kind of outgrow interests, not just like hierarchy in society, sure, but like you outgrow people's interests, and what you're interested in changes. Have you noticed any difficult situations where you've been trying to move to a different space, but then you've got, I don't want to call it like baggage, but do you know, like you're trying to shed this skin, but it's the skin's still there, and you're trying to move on. Like, talk to us about that, because I'm a big believer in the network, the environment, and getting around the right people, being in a positive space. You can't have both. You can't have the old and the new, and you can't evolve if you're doing the same thing or staying with the same people. But it's fucking hard to do it. It's hard to do it when you've been friends with people for a long time, or you've been mixing in those circles for a long time, or habitually you're just used to those environments.
Yeah.
You've gone through a lot of change. I know you've gone through a lot of change. So talk to us about some of the difficult moments, if you've got any.
Yeah, for sure, man. And like, I still have friends in my life now that, you know what, they've been friends for a long time, and we still see each other on occasion, but you know, it's not the every week binge drinking and, you know, partying and, you know, drowning out life's reality. That's just not who I am and not how I'm willing to operate. You know, I want to help people in every aspect of their life. You know, I've got a guy recently who hired me literally to just come in. Like, this dude is in great shape. You know, he works out 3 times a week, heavy weights, nutrition is on point. And he hired me to come in and really help him with structuring his day properly, being more productive, lowering his stress levels, dialing in his sleep, and really a whole nother aspect that I've never done before, right? Like, I do that with my private clients now, but we're not focusing on any fitness or nutrition with him. And so it's a new realm for me, and I love it because this just shows that I'm growing as a person, man. And, like, you know, for somebody to trust me as their mentor, it's been mind blowing to me, because I had this talk with my wife the other day, and I got emotional about it, because it's like, this is not what I set out to do, but having other people see the value that I can provide in their life, not just with, you know, nutrition and exercise, has been massive for me. And so it's amazing to see. But what I'll tell you, and to answer your question, is I still have friends in my life, man, that, you know, I see them on occasion and I still love them at heart. But like you said, you can't be bogged down by things that aren't going to help you move forward. I don't have that time to waste. I finally realize how precious time really is. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, my production is amazing every single day, but I do my damnedest to make sure that it happens like that. And so, you know, for me, it's been a tough thing to juggle. Like, you know, you got, they still call and they still text. And, you know, I have an old Twitter account that's got like almost 7,000 followers on it, man, that I built up over many, many years. And it was mostly a sports related Twitter account. And I rarely go over there anymore, because it's nothing but negative sports talk, politics and news and bullshit talk that I don't want to hear about, man. I eliminated negativity from my life for a reason, and having to, you know, to taper back on those things. You know, I call them the remember when friends, right? Like, if you get together and all you ever talk about is remember when, that's not serving me, it's not serving you, and I'm wasting my time. Like, if we're not talking about the now and what's going on now and what's going to happen in the future and where we want to go, tough for me to get engaged in that, man.
I've never heard that before. Remember when friends.
You probably have those in your life, and yeah. That's just it. Like,
nostalgic,
you know,
nostalgic, yeah, friends.
Because those guys are the ones you go to the bar with and you start talking about old stories, because that's it. That's all you got. A couple of current events, and then it's remember when this happened. Remember this, remember when this happened. And that's the whole conversation, because there's no growth. And if there's no growth, then I'm out.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, man.
You know?
I want to just shift gears into this final kind of topic that I want to unpack with you, because I imagine you've been cultivating this thing over the last couple of years, which has allowed you to go from where you were to where you are right now.
Sure.
And I imagine this thing is also something that's heavily laced throughout your programs, specifically your one-to-one stuff where you're working with guys and overcoming challenges, is like your mindset regime or the nutrients that you feed your mindset. So we've talked about network, we've talked about mentoring, growth con, getting around the right people. But do you have any kind of like rituals, processes,
yes,
things you abide by on like a weekly or daily basis that, yes, sets you up for success from a mindset perspective? I want to know what they are. Tell us, Jason.
Yeah, I have a very set morning routine and even evening routine. And that's the guy that I mentioned who hired me for that stuff. That's our primary focus with him, man. Like, you know, he didn't even, like, I have a fitness app that I use for all my private clients. And he was like, man, like, I don't even need that. You know, I'm very dialed in with my workouts. I was like, we talked a little bit about nutrition, his eating habits are on point. And so he hired me mainly for mindset, you know? And so I have a very structured evening and morning routine that I go through that allows me to dominate my day most days. and be proactive instead of reactive. And so really it goes like this. Like, so I start the day every single day. Most days I wake up with no alarm. As long as I'm asleep by my goal, which is 10:30 every night, sometimes it gets pushed to 11. And if it does, maybe I have to hear an alarm, but 10:30 every night is when I go to bed and I'm out by, that's the goal. But I wake up and so I wake up, I'll start at the top of the day. So I wake up, I do a gratitude journal. I write down the five or six things that I'm most grateful for in that moment. And I'll tell you, a lot of them repeat themselves, man. It's, you know, number one is always I'm alive or I woke up today. You know, that's always, because if that happens, then I have another chance. Nobody's promised tomorrow. And that's why my mission and passion for what I do, especially when it comes to health, is so deeply driven by that, because we aren't promised tomorrow. And so no matter how good of health you're in, and so why not put yourself in the best position to be as healthy as possible so that you can have the best chance at waking up tomorrow. So I start with gratitude. It's always, you know, the five or six things I'm most grateful for. And then I immediately go in, I start my coffee, get all my stuff ready, my water, my little protein, coconut oil with my coffee. And I get that all ready. And then straight to the couch. I do a 15-minute, six-phase guided meditation every single day, Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday can be a little iffy. If I go to bed a little later and my son is up before I can start my routine, then it doesn't always happen, but religiously Monday through Friday. And so it's a 15-minute meditation routine. Then I get my coffee. I put out a few. So the first 30 minutes of my day, there's no checking the phone at all. It's if the alarm went off, I turn it off. I do my gratitude journal. That's it with the phone other than the guided meditation. So I'm not texting, I'm not emailing, I'm not messaging, no DMs, no nothing, no social media, no nothing. After I fix my coffee and do all that, finish with my meditation, then I'll put out my first post for the day, check in with clients, and put out my, in both of my men's and my women's communities, I'll put out the little reminder for whatever our monthly habit change challenge is for the month. This month it's a water challenge, trying to get everybody to drink more water. So I'll put out that reminder, put out my posts on Facebook and LinkedIn. And then after that, immediately is 30 minutes of reading to kind of start the rest of my day. And then I'm off and running, man, and I hit it hard. So then productive the rest of the day, I usually work out around lunch. And then in the evening, after spending time with the family, doing all that, kind of mapping out what the next day is going to be, I always make a power list. So that's 3 to 5 things that are going to move me forward in my business the next day. Not a to-do list.
Yeah, I want to dive in. When you say power list and you say 3 to 5, oh, we already had this conversation. Andy Frazella.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. When you said power list, I was like, yeah, he's talking about Andy. I have the same thing on this pad right here. Those 5 killer things that are going
to
move
the business. But it's not 3 to 5 things. It's not 3 to 5 to-dos. It's 3 to 5, like, get them done and they're going to move you forward, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
Right.
I treat it like, okay, what are the big levers today? I need 5 big levers that are going to get me to a revenue goal or a business goal or a client goal. Yeah, cool.
So we're on the same page. And then at night, right before I go to bed, so you notice with the gratitude, it's starting the day with those 5 or 6 things of flooding my mind with nothing but gratitude and positivity. When I go to bed, right before I go to sleep, I do 5 people in my life that made an impact in my life that day. So it could be people that commented on a post or a client that I helped or that gave me some good feedback, or maybe even my son's school teacher that told me some good things. You know, 5 people and then 5 wins for the day, 5 positive things. So it could be as big as a closed sale. It could be a solid workout. It could be 30 minutes in the evening with my son with no cell phone in sight, whatever I consider a win for the day. So I'm ending the day with positivity to my mind, and I begin the day with positivity to my mind. And that whole structure has been a absolute game/life changer for me.
Love it, man. Absolutely love it. And every time a guest comes on and spits their ritual or their process, I'm like, yes, I love this stuff so much, because you and I both know, and I'm sure everyone does listening on Facebook or on the podcast, that the mindset is everything.
It is. Like,
if your mind is broken, your business is broken.
Yep.
Or if your mind is unhealthy, you're going to have an unhealthy business, unhealthy body. Everything bleeds into each other, and it 100%.
And you know, it's with your mind. To piggyback onto that, dude, it's like your business. Because I've come from a place of this too. Is if your business is broken, but your mindset is not, then you're going to dig yourself out of that hole much quicker and much more efficiently than if both are broken, right? And that's the thing, is as long as your mindset is good, you're thinking abundantly, you're not allowing yourself to fall into this fear and doubt and self-doubt and nonsense that we all go through, it's powerful, powerful stuff, man.
Love it, man. Great way to wrap up this podcast. Want to thank you so much. I'm grateful to you for coming on.
It's my my
gratitude for today. And I want to direct people over to you if there's anyone in my network that wants to check you out. Sure. and see more of you and what you do. Where can they find you, man?
Yeah, man. So you've tagged me in this video on Facebook. So anybody there can follow me or come send a friend request and we'll get connected. Instagram is at dadbodhealth. Same thing on LinkedIn. You can search dadbodhealth on there and find me on LinkedIn as well. I just launched a brand new course. It's a 30 days to optimal health course for anybody that's out there struggling. And I'll give it to you at a discounted rate. Just say you listen to this show. You can shoot me an email over at jason@dadbodhealth.com. And then my online men's health community is just www.themanupcommunity.com, which is just a group of guys all looking to get healthier, less than 10 bucks a month. One fast food meal a month gets you in and gets you healthy, man. I've got awesome success stories coming out of there. So those are the best places. But to see my content and pictures of me and who I am and really get a taste of who I am, Facebook and then Instagram at dadbodhealth are probably the best stops.
Awesome, Jason. Appreciate you coming on, buddy. Fire me over all the links to all those different areas. We'll chuck them in the show notes. Anyone listening to this on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, you can just whip open the show notes right now and you'll be able to click on that. Obviously, if you're listening on Facebook right now live, you won't be able to do that. But I want to thank you, buddy. And let's stay connected.
Hey, Alex, I appreciate your time, man. And I appreciate you having me on. And absolutely, we'll stay connected.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy it, I'd be really grateful if you could leave a short review on one of the platforms. And if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so we can connect there. See you next week.